Earlier this year, Fortune magazine dubbed Walmart America's most admired company. Wall Street's love affair with Walmart is relatively recent. Despite impressive growth in its early years, the Arkansas company wasn't taken seriously by some sophisticated business types. But Walmart now counts its annual sales in the hundreds of billions of dollars, and the sneering is gone. Today, we begin a series of reports on the rise of Walmart. NPR's Wade Goodwin traveled to company headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas, and has this report.
By now, you probably have heard about how big Sam Walton's stores have gotten.
Good morning. Come on in, girl. Good to see you. How you doing? You still sprinkling a little out?
4 out of 10 American women will shop at Walmart at least once this week. 400 million customers every month. It is the largest private employer in the world, with more workers than the U.S. Army has soldiers.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Appreciate you.
There are 3,400 discount stores in the Walmart empire, and every day a new store is added. Throughout the 1990s, a favorite media story was how Walmart had crushed the life out of this or that small town's main street. That's old news. Now Walmart is crushing the life out of companies once listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Kmart, Bradley's, Ames, Woolworth, Montgomery Ward's, all driven into bankruptcy. Walmart doesn't care about a company's illustrious past or how big it might be. If your success is dependent on fat profit margins, Walmart is coming after you.
I have started this thing with a Walmart chair. I think we're going to do it in German this morning. Let's get...
And big oceans are not going to save you either. The discounter has spent the last 20 years taking the measure of America's most powerful retailers. Now, well-muscled and hungry, Walmart is reaching for Asia and Europe. At the company headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas, Walmart store managers from Germany are put through their paces.
Best Walmart is us!
My Walmart!
Where is the number one?
The customer always wins!
The Walmart cheer is now being chanted in 8 primary languages and several Chinese dialects. The cheer is a small part of a corporate culture that has become the central catechism of one of America's most successful and powerful companies, a culture rooted in more than 40 years of intense small-town retail competition. In the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, it was the received wisdom that the main battle for the consumer dollar would take place in the nation's fast-growing cities. They never saw Sam Walton coming. For 20 years, Don Soderquist worked with Sam Walton, who died in 1992. Soderquist says Walmart stands on the shoulders of its rural American employees.
People who were raised on farms got up early in the morning, did their chores before they went to school. They were raised to know what hard work was all about. That is still a factor. That is still true. There's no question about it.
This is a central aspect of Walmart's success, but one easily missed when trying to sort through the complexities of why Walmart, of all companies, has lapped the competition. But show up at the corporate headquarters in Bentonville at 7 a.m., and understanding will begin to dawn. You'll have a difficult time finding a parking space.
It works. And most people think that hard work and having fun are diametrically opposed. We say wrong.
Walmart's corporate culture is informed by small-town sensibilities rooted in the company's original Mid-America geography. Take the company headquarters. Sales of nearly $250 billion last year, but the building it calls home looks like a giant 1970s high school. When Walmart executives travel on business, they stay 2 to a room, $25 a day per diem. Alcohol, you're buying. Hotel, Best Western. Rooms and meals at the Four Seasons are not seen by Walmart as the path to everyday low prices on Huggies and Ajax. It is a subtle means of communicating to its employees, including the ones at the top, that the customers, growing the business, keeping the overhead low, are the first priorities. Walmart sprang from a completely different set of market conditions than the one retailers were experiencing in the cities. Don Soderquist says those experiences taught different lessons to Sam Walton about how a company should be run.
Sam would not ask anybody to do anything he was unwilling to do himself, and that's the form that the leadership has taken on. Sam attracted to him people who believed in the same things he believed in, or over a period of time, either they came to adopt that belief or they left.
And the most emphasized element of Walmart's culture is studying the customer. They have turned listening to the customer into a technological art form. Walmart mines their sales information obsessively and systematically and stocks their stores according to what the data is teaching them about the customers from particular neighborhoods.
I can tell you by signing on my computer right now how many cans of chili I sold in the last hour by store.
John Wessling oversees Walmart's dry goods. He's learned a lot watching you shop, and he's learning new things all the time. Take laundry detergent.
If you're in the north, 90% of your space that we have for laundry detergent would be in liquid, and 10% would be boxes of powder. If you're in the south, in the Texas area, it's 90% powder, and you have about a shelf of liquid, and that's the way it sells.
When Walmart couldn't move its Ann & Roach killer in Minnesota, the same brands that were flying off the shelves in Florida, the company took the time to ask why. It discovered it was because many Minnesota women thought of roaches as a sign of a slovenly home. While it was no big deal in the South to have a can of roach killer in the pantry, in Minnesota it was a tacit admission of slack character. So Walmart asked the manufacturers if they would take a big batch and remove all the pictures of the roaches from the labels.
We just took roach off the can and left it as ant. Same form, the same everything, put it in the store and it sold like wildfire.
Without Walmart interpreting for them, it is unlikely the pesticide companies ever would have known exactly why sales of their ant and roach killer were so poor in Minnesota. Walmart executives in Bentonville knew there was a problem because their data told them so. Walmart store managers in Minnesota knew to ask their customers because for 40 years, that's what Sam Walton did. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
Tomorrow, a visit to a replica of a Walmart in Bentonville.